Marino Gamma Mesa for men. And everyone was always discussing how long the sideburns have to be, what type of shaver could they use. And, you know, it's a lot of hype about these topics. But usually when there's a lot of hype, so a lot of times people never learn the inyanim well. So I want to take this opportunity to be able to go through the sugyas with you and, you know, learn the inyanim well. And then you'll have a greater appreciation for these halachas and what they're based on and what the shitas are, etc. Okay, we always begin this man with the Nigun. This is a new Zman, even though we had the one shiur on Thursday, but that was like a in between. And then we're going to try to go from one to two, that the shiur will be, you know, won't go on until 2:30, 1 to 2. It will be less interactive than the normal shiur. I mean, I'll accept questions, but I'm not going to, you know, try to have, you know, if you have a question, please ask. But it's not going to have a whole discussion. We could have a discussion before or after. Avinu hav harachamon, shemirachem rachem aleinu, esein mili beinu vino, lehavinu lehasil. Avinu hav harachamon, shemirachem Rachem aleinu, v'sein b'liveinu vino, l'havinu l'haskil, v'shma'ala l'ilmadu l'lamed, tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, "Lo sakifu paas roshchem, v'lo sashchiz es paas zekonecha." So we have two laven here in this pasuk. One is "Lo sakifu paas roshchem," which is referring to doing something to the hair on your head. In other words, the head, this whole head, is divided into two parts. The what we call the Rosh and the Zokon. So that's the skull bone and the jawbone. Right? The jawbone is somewhere over here in the middle where you feel that bone, and goes down here. That's the jawbone. And then the Rosh, was the other part to make the 360 degrees, is the Rosh. Now, so there's hair from a man comes out from both parts, and there are limitations of what you're allowed to remove in halacha from these places. And so there are two things that we have to tackle, more than two, but we have to understand where these places are that you're not allowed to take hair away from them. Okay. And furthermore, we have to understand what particular instruments are prohibited to use. And we'll see that Chazal speak about three types of instruments. There's the tar, which is a razor, which is one sharp blade, which, you take a razor and some shaving cream and you don't do that, but that's the isser. So there's a tar, which is one blade, one sharp blade. Then there's misparayim, which is scissors, which are doing it together with two things that are working together to cut the hair, and one thing rubs against the other and the hair gets caught in the middle and the hair gets cut. And then there's a third thing that the Mishnah discusses, which is the most difficult to pin down what it's referring to, and that's the malakeit urehitni. And we'll see, as we learn the sugyas, that there's a fundamental machlokas rishonim, what exactly is a malakeit urehitni. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, as some point out, as we'll see in future different svarim that we'll see in Shurkin Sefer and others have this. And that is, the Rambam Shita is that a rehitni, malakate, is tweezers. So tweezers, you take a tweezer and you pluck. So that's the Rambam Shita. And the other Shita, we'll see inside, is Rashi Shita, is that, and we did some research, Moshe Shapiro helped me online to see what the, and the Steinsaltz in Nozir has a picture as well. And that, what we would call, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, that what we would call a plane, not an airplane. No, plane is this thing. It's basically, it's a piece of wood that has metal on it, and it's used, you put it on a piece of wood, and you smooth the piece of wood. Okay? You put it on a piece of wood, and it smooths the piece of wood. So, and we'll see that inside in the Rishonim. So, basically, if you say Rashi's Pshat, we'll see, Rav Shurkin discusses this in a Sefer, it's very similar to a tar, because it's basically, it's a one piece of sharp metal that's going to smooth the piece of wood, and now you want to, I guess, your regular tar was missing, so you go to your tool shop, and you be a little creative, and you say, okay, so I don't have my tar today, but I'll use my plane, which I normally use on my wood, I'll use on my face, and hope for the best. So basically, this malakeit, rehitni, is something that is sharp, or could be equally as sharp as the witch of Makola, as the tar, but it's not derech pekach. In other words, it's not made to use on the face. It's made to use on wood. So you, for some reason, want to use it today on your face. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Mishnah that says that you're chayif, because the Maisa, it does. Take a look on page 3. For the third line, two last words on the third line. Al arosh shtayim achas mikan v'achas mikan. In other words, there are two payas on the two sides of the rosh that you can't destroy, but we'll have to discuss it. Al hazakon, and on the jaw part, the low part of your skull. Shtayim mikan v'achas milamata. So there are 2 points on here, 2 points on here that you can't shave. We'll have to get it, and then one on the chin. But then he says, Rabbi Lezer Omer im niku kulam kachas enu chayim v'achas v'enu chayim achi itlenu batar. So you're only chayiv for shaving your beard if it's with a tar. That's the normal way to do it. Rabbi Lezer Omer afilu likto b'malaket o b'rehit mi'chayiv. And Rabbi Lezer says, even if you use a malakate or a rehitni, you're chayiv as well. And as when we learn the sugya, we'll see more, because basically malakate or rehitni does just as good. Because what's the lashon haposuk? The lashon haposuk is lo sashchis. So mashkis means it's totally totally gone. So when you use a tar, that gets it, that's totally gone. So a malakia de rehidni also, so that's Rambalazashita. I feel a liktoba malakia de rehidni. So if you hold a malakia rehitni is a plane, so that's what it is. And even if you hold like the Rambam Shita, that it's tweezers, so you're plucking out the hair. So you're plucking out the hair. So when you pluck out the hair, it's also, you give a good schlep, and you pluck it out. So you also did a good job. Elowat. Elowat. So why don't we hold like that? We hold not like Rabbi. We hold like the first opinion. Eino chayiv al shitledu batar. So why do we hold that? Because as we'll see in Rashi, we hold that the Torah asid midaraisa only the thing that's derech bekach. Only the thing that's derech bekach. And so, in other words, it's not the derech to use a malakia derehitni on your beard, even though in the end it could accomplish the same thing. Now if you're using tweezers, it'll be a long process, you know, to pluck each one out. If you're using the Rambam's malakia derehitni, but if you're using Rashi's malakia derehitni, namely the plane, so I don't know how well it works on a face, but then I could see maybe that could work in an expedited fashion. Okay. But nonetheless, in the end of the day, that's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer, and we paskin like Tanakama. But no one had the havamina that you're going to be chayiv in Mispharayim, because Mispharayim is not hashasa, right? It's not, which al pi pashas means it's, we'll see in Rashi, it's not going to do the same caliber of destruction. So these are the three things that Chazal was talking about: the tar, the misparayim, and the malakir and rehitni. And that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Yeah. Oh, so you're one step ahead of me. This whole discussion that we've had now is, as you said, is lo sashchi. When it says in the pasuk, lo sashchi says pazikonecha. But the halachas of pazikonecha that I'm going to leave for today. I want to start with lo sakifu pas roshchem. Okay. So what is lo sakifu pas roshchem? So Rashi in Chumash quotes the Gemara in Machis on page 3. Actually, on page 4. Amaki pas rosho, Tana Rabbanan, pas rosho, sof rosho. So the pas rosho is the sof of the rosh. As we said, this part of your body, the skull, is divided into what we call a rosh and a zokam. Even though, you know, sometimes we'll refer to the whole thing as Rosh. This is my Rosh, my head. But in these halachas, we differentiate between the Rosh and the Zochem. So we don't want to destroy the Pas HaRosh. So Tana Rabbanan Pas Rosho Sof Rosho V'zeh Sof Rosho Zeh HaMashvet Zedo'ov L'acharei Ozno U'lepadachta. So sounds Chinese. So what does that mean? So there are three things that they're referring to. There is padachto. Padachto is your forehead. Padachto is your forehead. Ozno means the behind your ear. And tzedo'ov, as pointed out, are the temple. In other words, this part of the side of the rosh, what we call the temple, is the tzedo'ov. Now, the way we have it is that on a pardacha we don't have hair. On the back of the ozen, also we don't have hair here. But in the middle, in the tzedo'ov, in the temple, there's hair. So basically, what this person is doing to violate the halacha is he's mashve, meaning he wants to take away the hair in between the padachas and the sofa ozen, right? To be mashve, in other words, now there's a barrier here. There's my padachas, there's my sofa ozen, but now there's hair in the middle between the two. So he is being just taking away the hair over here. So now he's mashve the sof ozno and the padachto. And the way it's always explained, as you see the pictures around, is that you draw a slanted line from here, the top of the padachas, and till the bottom of the till behind the ear, and this hair underneath that line is the hair that you cannot destroy. The question is how far down. In other words, this is the top limit. In other words, if you want to take this hair on the top here, that's not pa'as rosho. In other words, the issur is pa'as rosho, sof rosho, not what? Not rosho, sof rosho, pa'as rosho. And the issur is to destroy the hair on the sof of the rosh. And that hair, the sof of the rosh, is considered this part, which is being mashve, the padachas, and the sof ozno. So all this hair over here, and we have to see, till where? Does it go till here? Does it go till here? Does it go till here? So what's the bottom limit? So that we'll see in future shiur and bez Hashem. But that's the issur. Rabbi Gedalia Berger suggested that maybe one could learn, even though that's not the way we assume the halacha, neither was he claiming that, but he was just pointing out that there was maybe the Isser Maybe if you just read the Gemara literally, who says it means the top of the padachas? Maybe it just means that you have the padachas over here, and you just take the hair that's, in other words, you make a straight line from the padachas to the achareya ozen, and the isser is cutting the hair that's blocking that straight line. And then it would only be that row of hair that's cutting the straight line. But lemaisa, the way it's brought down, the way it seemingly is understood, it's referring to the top of the padachas and to the acharei ha'ozen, and it's referring to taking away the hair over there. Now, the big discussion, as the David just pointed out in the poskim, is what type of instruments can't you use? Meaning, when it comes to the zakon, so we paskin, you're only chayiv betar. There's one opinion that says the us are even malakit berhitni, but we paskin only betar. But what about for the pace? In other words, these hairs over here, is it only usser if you shave them, get rid of them with a razor? Or is even misparayim usser, even malakit berhitni? What is the story? So there is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei Tosis on this matter. The Rambam writes on page 10, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So we're not going to read the whole part, beginning of the Rambam, that's for a future shiur. But he's talking about Po'as HaRosh, and then in the end he writes, Lo Nesar El Hashchasa Betar. That the Pe'azu, Po'as HaRosh, is only Osar Betar. So that's a big cool of the Rambam saying. That if you would want to take scissors it says mutul lakit hapeyas to misparayim for neser al hashkasa batar. So if you would want to take scissors and cut the payas with scissors, so that wouldn't be an usr. Would only be usr if you do it betar. So meaning that the Rambam equates the din, the zakon, everyone agrees that that's only usr betar. And the reasons, well, he explains that the derech kohane avodah zarah hayal hashli zakonam, you know, it used to be a minhag avodah zarah. We'll have to explain why the Rambam is bringing that in. Why is he giving all the son tameh mitzvahs something? But whatever, in other words, we didn't define how far down yet, that'll be a future shir, but whatever the isser is, with the Rambam is being makil, that it's only betar. That's only betar. So misparayim would be permissible. Whereas, and the same thing by zakon. Zakon is only betar, and misparayim is mutter. So the Rambam learns that these two Isurim have the same halachas in terms of which utensil is usur to use. However, the Rosh of the Balei Tosis argue with this opinion of the Rambam. The famous Tosis on the Beis in Shavuos. Bezam and Bez on page 13. Says Tosis, Chayav ala Rosh Taim, Nira. The Apple Gavda ala Zokaninu Chayav ala Batar, Gnoma Prak Basu Demakis, the Be'in and Gilu Sheish Bo Hashkosa, the Tosis Rosh Chayav ala Misavarayim Ke'intar. He says by Akofas Harosh, even Misparayim is also. Even Misparayim Kein Tar is also. In other words, even Misparayim. Now, even Tosis is Moda, that it has to be a close cut. In other words, when you're cutting your hair, it has to, in other words, there's a concept of Tar, Misparayim, and Mlaked Rehidni, right? But within Misparayim, there are two types of, the physical Misparayim are the same, but there are two ways you can do something with Misparayim. You can have somebody who has a beard down to his stomach here, and then he just cuts with his Misparayim. So here, he's cutting with Misparayim, but he still has a whole thing here. You know, so there's Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, which means that you're doing a close job. It might not be as close as a regular shave, but it's Ke'ein Tar. It's Ke'ein Tar. It's similar to a tar, and therefore, as we'll see, the discussion, it's enough to say that it's mashve, because the din is you have to be mashve, right? So over here, my forehead, there's no hair coming out of the forehead here, and behind my ear, there's no hair. So if I use a tar like the Rambam Shita, then a mamish mashva. Now, just like over here, there's no hair, behind my ear, there's no hair, and by my temple, there's no hair. So it's mamish. I was mashva everything. But if you use misparayim, so are you really being mashva? So Tosa says, yeah, but if you use Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, that's enough. That's enough. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Nazir, Mem Aleph, where the Gemara discusses by Mitzora, it says that he shave off the Mitzora, Rosho is Kano. And the Gemara says, why do you need Rosho and Zkano? Why do you need the... both of them. So the Gemara says that it teaches you halacha that even if the Mitzora is a nazir, we're still going to let you shave off, right? Etc. But the Gemara says iksiv roshav los kano, etc. Then it says, But if you just said Rosho and didn't say Zakano, Akati Batar Minolan, I wouldn't know that you're using a tar, because tar is only by the Zakan. Tar is by the Is of Tar is by the Zakan. So now you want to tell me that we're going to be matarit because of the mitzvah of Giluach. Was that say Dochalosa say? And you can use a tar, so that's only by the zakan. So it's but by the rosh, there's no requirement. The issur is not necessarily batar, so therefore, you don't see that there's a din of tar over there, and therefore, you wouldn't have known the din of tar. You only know the din of tar from zakan. So that's what the Bali Tosfos is being arrived from that gemara, that the din of Tar is only by the Zakan, and by Rosh is even Misparayim. And Misparayim is Ke'ein Tar. And the Ritva as well discusses this. On page 5. Umisugya, the second column, the paragraph, the next, but not the paragraph where I put the arrow. Go further down. Umisugya l'shmait zavi mashmit the dafke b'ashchosas the zokan lohavi ashchosa el b'tarmin su be giluach v'ashchosa aval b'akofas harosh b'chol dover oser afil b'mastabarayim talo takifu k'siv be. In other words, even though he's saying like this, even though the lashon hagemara is mashve rosho Padachtol, Sdaav, and Achrei Ozno, those three places, the forehead, behind the ear, and the temple have to be equal. But it doesn't use the lashon hashchasa in the pasuk. So memela, as long as you use misparayim, so, and the Tosa says misparayim ke ain't tar, so that's enough to call it mashra, because there was no requirement in the pasuk of hashchasa. So hashchasa was not required. Whereas the Rambam would say no, that we equate the two. And if you really want to be mashra, if you really want to, that's how some explain the Rambam. If you really want to be mashra, so then you have to use atar. So those are the two shitas, and the Rosh as well quotes this. The thing is, there is a Tosefta on page 6. They write to the Beferish. Going over to page 7. The punchline is on page 7. Top line. Echad Berosh Hatzad Mikan. The Echad Berosh Mitzad Mikan. Einu Chayiv Ach Yekifedu Betar. So the two sides of the head, the two payas, is only Chayiv Ach Yekifedu Betar. So that seems to be the Rambam's opinion, is a Beferish Tosefta. So how do you get out of that? So Tosis and the other Rishonim discuss and quote this Tosefta, and basically have two approaches to the Tosefta. If you look, one approach is to say that Tosis means that the Tosefta means ke'entar. That's what Tosis writes here. In the middle of Tosis, first word on the line is dochi. So he says, "V'hadikatani b'tosefta demakas gabi rosh teinachayv shekifenu b'tar ikel meime maitar ke'entar." Or some want to say maybe, you know, sometimes the Gemara says the tosefta is mishabeshta, etc. But ke'entar. That's what. That's what Tosa says. There happens to be a counter-mucker, which Tosa points out could have been good for us to use, but he's an intellectually honest, and he says it's not a riot. In other words, there's a Taurus Kohanim. There's a Taurus Kohanim. Where is it? What page is the Torah going in? 8. So it says the Torah's calling him. Four lines from the bottom. Vishyesh Barosh Mashainu Bazakan. Bazakan Shain Rosh. Harosh Osu Bimisvarai Muvatar. Hazakan Ainu Osir Bimisvarai Muvatar. So there's a line here in the Torah's calling him that says that the Rosh, that's the Peah of the Rosh, is Osper Misvarayim Uvatar. So Tosa says, oh, I have a great Raya for myself. So at the end of the Tosas and Shavuos, he's honest. He says, no, but that's not shot in the Taurus Kohanim. Because the Taurus Kohanim is talking about a Metzorah who's a Nazir. And is discussing the Halacha that you can still shave, even though he's a Nazir who normally can't shave. And it's discussing why was it necessary to write the word Rosh on Kado by Mitzora, and you can't learn out one from the other. So he's saying because we find that there are differences between Rosh and Zakan. But when he's saying the difference between Rosh and Zakan, he's referring to the Nazir. That the Nazir, says Tosis, has an Isser, the Nazir can't shave the Rosh, is Mitzvarayim Uvatar. That's what it's referring to, Nazir, that line. And that it's saying that's why you can't compare the two. So that's what Tosis writes at the end of the Tosis. So in Echanami, it sounds, and superficially, it sounds like a great riot for me, but he says, Tosa says in Shavuos that it's not a raya. It's not a raya, but he still can maintain the shita. Tosa on Beis and at Beis. He writes that mihu, the first word in line is sheyesh towards the bottom. Mitaris called him the Katani Yish Rosh Mashain came Zokan, Sharosh also Rhyme Mitar, ain't Raya. The Benazi Raimi, the Katani Hussam Matamon Rosh, etc. So Mamela there's no Raya. So those are the two Shitas. The Tosis Riddick also discusses this question. And he says that there are those that want to say that the din of tar is only by the zakon, but he doesn't think it's true. He says ein hakafa asura ela matar, like the Rambam. It means to be hukaf, you need also. You need also tar. Those are the two sheets. However, there is a third sheet, and that's the sheet of the Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo, on page 19. On the right side, bottom paragraph. Oda mer ani defshar gabi hakafa afil b'misparayim she'enu ke'en tar afil hachiyasa. The lokapi kra ella ahekif kol heka dehikif v'lo amra tatosefta shekifera b'tar l'mayit misparayim ella l'mayit malakit v'rehitni she'en derech hekif b'kach. So he says another pshat. He says that you can't cut your payas even with misparayim. Even with misparayim, and even in the misparayim, but not getting tar. So I was speaking to Rabbi Berger this morning, so I say, so what's the shear? So I said to him, so it's not clear. So I said to him, this could be a source of minhag of people who have long payas. Because what do you need? What do you need such long payas for? So if you want to say that even the marshal means there's some, you know, has to be, but he's learning any, you shouldn't be mashkis any of that hair. So even if you have a ponytail here coming out of your thing, a long, but if you cut, so that's misparayim, it's not getting tar, but it's marayim, and that, perhaps he holds his awesome. Now we'll see. This sheet is obviously not from the sheet that the brought in Shulchan Aruch, obviously. But that's the. And he says, the Tosef said tar. So Tosef gets us out of it by saying that tar is kein tar. He says, no, tar just means lafuke malake durhitni, that's not derech makach. But anything that's derech makach, and sometimes, you know, people do cut. You know, barbershops, they cut hair with scissors all the time. You know, so it could be called derech makach, and therefore it's also to cut the payas even misparayim shelo ke'ein tar. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch how this din is brought down, so we have the Rambam Shita, we have Tosis Shita. You know, and the other Rishonim that will tag along, like the Tosis Rid holds like the Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kuf Pe'al, all these halachas in Kuf Pe'al. It's one simon. Page 20. So he says, Eino chayev ela batar. That's the Rambam. V'yesh osrim b'misparayim ke'etar. V'yesh lochush l'devrayim. So like Rabbi Berg was saying, it's not such a, you know, like usually with stam v'yesh omrim, ikaradin, the halach is like the stam. So then with ikaradin, the halach would be like the Rambam. But in the end, he says he's still yesh lochash. So like Rabbi Berg was saying, it's not like he's like, you know, full, giving it a full endorsement, a partial endorsement. But therefore, when you, so even when you use whatever electric shave you use, so you're basing the heter, we'll get into great detail Bezer Shem in the future, that that's some type of misparayim. So still, you maybe even misparayim keintar, which is mutter for the zakon, right? But it's also for the sideburns. It's also for the pace. So mamela. So whatever the gavul is, we'll have to discuss what the gavul is. Then you really should not use the electric shaver at that point, because then you're, according to the Rambam, that would be okay. Assuming that we assume that electric shave is like misparayim ke'in tar, because it's not tar. If it would be tar, you wouldn't be able to use it on your face. So you're assuming that it's misparayim ke'in tar. So Mela, that's the what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, Yesh Lochosh the Devrayim. Oh. Now, what about Malakit Verhitni? What about Malakit Verhitni? So there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger. And it appears in two places. It appears in the Gilyon HaShas, in Shavuos and Beis Amid Beis. I remember Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal used to like to speak about this Rabbi Kiva Eger. In page 12. And I'll say it outside, then we'll see it inside. He says like this. So it seems to be a machlokas, the Tosis and the Rambam, whether we equate the Did of Pas Rosh and the Pas Zakon or not. According to the Rambam, we equate, so it's all both patar. So even Misparayim is not usher by Pas Harosh. But according to the other opinion that breaks the two, that, you know, says that it's not a din in that there's two separate halachas, that Pas Zokon is dafka with a tar, but Pas Rosh is even Misparayim can't tar. So really, you don't have that equation anymore. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, once you don't have that equation anymore, then he feels that anything should be asur. Meaning anything that's going to do a good job. Not like the Marshal, you know, that much. That's, the Marshal was the first chassid, you know, I mean, that's, you know, the real pace. As he says, even Misparayim Shaloke. Shalokei Tar. We'll speak about more about the long payas in as a show in the future. But he's saying like this, that once he's saying that there's no equation, so the Rebbe Vega feels that you don't have to follow any of the rules of Zokon and Memelawat. And maybe even Malakit Rehidni, which is not Osir by Zokon, would be Osir by Wat, by payas. Provided that it's mashve, has to have a din mashve, but Malachi Rehitni is very well mashve. Mamish takes it out just like a tar takes it out. Might not be derech, but Kapur takes it out. So he thinks that even Malachi Rehitni is also, and therefore he asks a kasha. Okay, you ready for this kasha, Adam? He says, "What's the heter to comb your pace?" You comb your pace. What's your heter to comb your pace? Because the Chora, we know that there's a din by Nazir, that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, right? The famous Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Nazir chofef um pas pace, aval lo sorik, that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, because when you comb, inevitably it's a secretion that hair is going to come out. So Nazir, sorry, he can take a shampoo, whatever, but he can't blow sorik. So Rabbi Kivega's kasha is, see, Bishlam, if you hold like the Rambam, that you compare Pas Rosh to Pas HaZakon, So the veil has to be betar. So I understand why you could be you can comb your pace. But according to the shita that the Shulchan Aruch says yesh lochus ledivreihem, so then Rabbi Akiva Enger says this. Rabbi Akiva Enger is again, it's on Beis Amid Beis in the Gilyon Hashas, and also pairs in a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Enger that I xeroxed here as well. Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Enger, which was put out by Rav Nosson Gestetner. It's not in the regular Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Enger. It's a special on Siman Samach Gimel on page 22. He also says this this discussion, because so how can you? Because in other words, we'll see, and tomorrow we'll discuss how many hairs are there. But many shittas hold that even two hairs is already you violate the Isser. So what's the heter to comb your pace? That's, and we see that people comb their pace. In fact, the Chasam Sofer also discusses this on page 24. He says, "Ivra lo chazina the rabbana kishishi." He says, "I don't find the older rabbis." You see, it's always chashuv to see that Rabbi Kivayga was always looking. What are the older rabbanim doing? You know, this isn't some making up things. What are the older rabbanim doing? He says, "We never find the older rabbanim with machmir not to comb their pace." And even his Rebbe, remember, Isi the Mori Yagona Chosi Chibakuna, Rav Nosson Adler, that was his Rebbe. Mori the Uvda, the Ovid Hochi, he also did it. He also called his pay. Shmamina lays the Chosh Lahai Milson. Me, a timer boy. So there are going to be different answers we'll have in future shiurim as well. But Chasam Sofer's answer is that there is a discussion about how many hairs you need. In other words, this is a whole bunch of hair here. So what's called mashveh? So maybe it's only if you take away all the hairs, then you mashveh. You comb, you're not taking away all the hairs. So there are a lot of shittas on this. We'll see tomorrow. But Chasam Sofer's shita here is, within the Rambam, that as long as there's two hairs left, then you weren't mashveh. That's midoraisa. Then there's a din that you should leave at least 40 hairs. That's a din of marasayim, that you shouldn't have. But the din deraisa is only two hairs. So this is only a din of marasayim that... Because as long as the two hairs there, you weren't mashveh. So Mamela, he says that's why we were so not so makpid on the combing of the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. We'll see in a future packet from his father and the Rav Chaim. It's in the Mesorah. We'll have in a future packet. We used to speak about Psik Reishe in series. It was, is it necessarily Psik Reishe that every time you comb a hair is going to come out, or it's only if you comb a lot of times? So that's called what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to call Psik Reishe in a series. See, usually Psik Reishe is you do it once, it's going to happen. You cut off the Tarnagol's head once, it's going to die. But here, sometimes yes, sometimes if you do it 10 times, it'll definitely have, but not necessarily each one time. If you assume that Metzias, so then he, there's a whole vort that he has, I think, from Reb Chaim, that to make a mechalik between Nazir and Payas, that Nazir is a mitzvah's essay, so even a psik reishe in a series, we'll get to that. But that's what the Chasam Sofer is shot is, that since it's only it's not a din d'oraisa, okay, mele ein l'esor b'masrik mishum psik reishe b'kisur d'rabbonim she yasa shtayim b'mispar harbayim. In other words, since it's this is the rice is to take off the last two hairs, and then there's an iser b'shemarasayin not to take two of the 40, which is only an iser d'rabbanan. So, and we'll have to discuss how you count the 40. But whatever it is, when even if two would come out of the 40, that's only an iser d'rabbanan, And on that, on the Pesik, there's a whole discussion. There's Truma Sadesh and the Magen Avraham, whatever, whether we say a Pesik Reishi on the Nisa Drabbanan or not. But that's why he's Melamed Tzchus on the Minhag HaOlam. And the Aruch Laner discusses this as well. He says the same idea of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 27. That once we split between Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZakon, so then even Malachi and Rehitni, you know, one could have said not that way. One could have said that still Malachi and Rehitni is not included. But this is all assuming that it's not necessarily considered derech b'kach malachi rehitni. So maybe even though there's one part of Tosus where he wants to say maybe malachi rehitni is even more chomer than was there, you know, from one perspective it's more chomer because it's mamish mashkis, it's more calm because it's not derech b'kach. So that's the kash of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the discussion on this topic. Okay, let's just review what we discussed today. We discussed the two isurim. There's the Isra of Zokan and the Isra of Rosh, and the Zokan is only Batar, it's Machlokas Tanoim, and we Paskin only Batar, but not Malachi Rehitni. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, Malachi Rehitni, it does just as good, it might take longer. And then we discussed this Machlokas Rishonim, we didn't see that inside yet, we'll have to see that in a future Shurim. Is Malachi Rehitni like the Rambam tweezes, or is it a plane like Shita's Rashi? So, but when it comes to the beer, it's only Batar. And then when it comes to the Rosh, so then we had three shitas. The Rambam says only Batar, and because he compares the two, and that's the only way where you really, as some explained, you really mashve, because you do a Batar. So just like over here, it's totally clean. From here, over here is clean. So in the middle, mashve, and Tosa says no, that even Misparayim ain't tar, but it has to be Kain Katar because the Tosefta says tar. So we really do with Tosefta. So either you say Tosefta is Meshabeshta, like someone is saying, or you say that Tosefta means Kain Tar. And the Marshal says no, even Misparayim Shaloka ain't tar is us of the pace. And perhaps, as I was suggesting this morning, that could be even, long pace. I mean, some say, you know, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is Lo Sigo Boyad. That's how someone explained the long pace. But Pashut Lo Sigo Beyad means that Lo Sigo Beyad to not to have the shear of whatever you have. But if you take it literally, it's Lo Sigo Beyad, but I don't think it really meant. But this, according to Marshal, when he's saying even Sparim Kain Tar, you know, it's open to discussion that it could be anything of Misparayim of sorts. And the Shulchan Aruch has a Stam in Yesh Omrim, which is mashma that he really holds meeker din like the Rambam, but he says Yesh Lochosh to the opinion of Tosis. And then the last point was the Kasha of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that once you hold not like the Rambam and you split the two, so then he thought even Malachi Rehitni should be also some Mela, even Koming should be also, because just like the Mishnah says by Nazir. Because there's not a lot of comb, because it's secretion that hairs will come off. So how could you comb your payas? And the Chasam Sofer says, my Rebbe combed his payas. And the other Rabbanim Kshishi, the old rabbis, they all combed the payas. So we'll see different terutz. The terutz that the Chasam Sofer gave, there could be other terutz, but the Chasam Sofer's terutz is that he feels that the Rambam Shita is, I mean, it's the Rambam, but, you know, it's not necessarily Hobo Italian in this office, but that the din d'oraisa perhaps of mashve is as long as you have two hairs in this whole area, then you're not mashve. It's not mashve. It's two hairs. Over here, I don't see two hairs coming out of my padachas. Right? So it's not mashve. So the Rambam writes 40 hairs, that the shear is 40, you have to have at least 40 hairs. That's maybe only din d'rabbanan al tzmarasayin and memela. So in the Harami, if you would all you'd have two hairs left, you would comb those two hairs, then the Chasam Sofer would say, yeah, don't comb those two hairs. But but that's the That's the discussion over here of this Rabbi Givager, and we'll see. So Bezu Shem, tomorrow we're going to discuss about how many hairs. How many hairs? What's the shef? 40 hairs? 4 hairs? 2 hairs? What's the different shittas about how many hairs there are for to not to violate the or to violate the din of Hakafas Pasarosh? Okay, Rabbi Zubel, Dav Mincha.